Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Back in the studio, studio fix number 66. I got my wingman Zambo.
You know, this is actually an intervention. You need help.
Why? What? What do you mean?
You've been withdrawing so bad from this place.
I have been.
Yeah.
Am I not?
You're red.
But
you're turning lobster red from the withdrawals.
That's sunburn, bro.
Oh. Hi, guys.
That's sunburn. But what do you call it? No, but at the end of the day, I've had withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
We're back in the studio. We're social distancing.
I've absolutely missed this place.
Like, I got to tell you, we just finished GHR for the week, and am I wrong? What do you call it?
It felt great to be here.
Right. It was back in the studio where we belong. Mm-hmm. And look, you know, it was okay doing the Zooms. You know what I'm saying? It was okay doing the Zooms.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me, I feed off the energy of,
in the
you know, you guys and in the room. And our, you know, our studio is, it's our home. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
And it feels like home being here and being away for so long. It was like a really long extended trip that, you know, it's like a long tour. And I was very upset. I really was not happy not being here.
Yeah. But, I can pretty much agree with that. Like, I had my dog barking downstairs, my dad screaming, not realizing that we were recording. Like, it was
Danielle,
it was
cooking.
Yeah, well, the cooking is fine, but
you know. Clanking around, and
the
then
clanking,
Haley
the talking,
and
the kids,
and Dylan
around.
Walking in. I mean, you know, I love my family, but I mean, if you're gonna be on the show, come into the studio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it just got so crazy.
Yeah, got a lot. I mean, everyone's there. Everyone's stuck at home. Everyone's going stir crazy. Cabin fever all around.
It's
know?
True. It's true. It's damn true. Yeah, but you realize that now that we're here.
Today's secret word is
freedom.
Morons.
Ah!
Freedom would have been a good one.
But morons.
But so everybody, since it's been a couple of weeks since we've done our secret word, being here locked up in quarantine, what do you call it? You know, just so you're aware, when the secret word is said, you scream real loud. Scream, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it. If you've got your masks on, you got to scream double loud.
Yeah, exactly. It muffles it, so you got to get real clever with it,
it's
okay?
Like,
exactly. You got to get real loud. You got to get real loud.
Really, really, really loud.
Burst a blood vessel if you got
That's
it.
That's what I'm talking about. And videotape yourself doing it, and then post it on social media, and I will repost it.
Yeah.
Make sure you tag me, otherwise I won't know it's there.
That too.
So, what do you call it? You know, so that being said, what do you call it? Let's talk about those morons. So, here on Long Island, there is a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was brought up, you know, briefly on GHR, but it was brought up on you know, and a lot of different things, because there were so many people that went to this bar. There was about 100 or something people, and pause,
idiots.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right. So 100 something people.
It was about 100 or something people that went in there. And they're sitting and drinking and so forth.
Just
they're
living like, it up like it's a normal bar.
And somebody who worked there posted on the internet somewhere, old people are temporary, Tito's is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tito's is forever or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, none of them were social distancing. They were drinking till their heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
And then every single one of these morons is going to go home and get their family and friends sick.
Yep.
And they're going to keep spreading whatever the hell is out
and
there.
And that's how this stuff doesn't go away, fellas. Seriously.
It's awful.
It's not how it goes away.
It really is getting a little ridiculous.
Just a little.
You know, before we go further on that, I just want to remind you guys, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce. Making soy sauce cool again, Mane & Tail hair care products, discover the secret, and Behr Dynamic high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Yeah.
So back on these fools. So, you know, like, so people were calling on them, and people were obviously ratted them out. And you know what? Normally I'm like, you know, snitches get stitches, but let's be honest here. This is a
global pandemic.
I can't.
This is, literally, there's no reason to say that it is political at any point. People are making it political, but in reality, people are dying.
Yeah.
Let's avoid people dying, okay? Where was all this, and I said this last week, where was all the smartness that we had when 9/11 happened, when we lost 3,000 people? Now we have 100,000 dead in the U.S., and we're often like morons. Ah! But it's true. Come on, people.
Do you know that they do every year for 9/11, they do like a reading of like all the names or something, like they do a memorial.
Yeah.
And it takes about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Apparently, they said the amount of people that have died because of this virus, if they did that, it would take how many?
Days.
I think they said 4 days.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't even need to know how many. I just know it would be days because we're already past the 100,000 mark.
But now, and again, look, here's the thing. This is awful. It's a pandemic, but there are a lot of people that keep saying, oh, well, 9/11, but 9/11 was a different type of tragedy.
It was.
That was, there was no way, shape, or form that those people were going to be able to be saved. It was an awful thing by terrorists. It was just
a horrible situation.
A very horrible situation.
A horrible thing for America in general.
Yes. A pandemic is different. The people that are dying from this, a very good portion of them probably could have prevented getting
exactly
sick.
Now, what I bring up when I do mention 9/11, though, is I understand exactly your point,
right,
and I'm not mentioning it in the moment. I'm mentioning the aftermath and what we're doing right now to prevent further damage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about case zero. I'm talking about case 9,999. That's basically how I'm thinking.
Yeah,
this is how we should act now to avoid more happening later.
Right.
That's how I'm thinking. So I do understand where you're coming from.
People keep comparing it.
Exactly.
They're like, you know,
my comparison is valid because I'm telling you, hey, where is the helping? Where is the love that we took to each other? Like, people in the streets simply going, hey, how you doing today?
Yeah, so
been
different.
Hard, right? Like, that to me was amazing. That
not
was
anymore.
Mr. Rogers. No, it's never been.
Not anymore.
It's never going to be the same.
And people are just so cruel.
So dumb.
And so ridiculous.
Here's some good stuff, though.
Okay.
And we'll talk about this. We have a little bit of time. Staten Island, right?
Okay.
One woman in an entire convenience store walked in without a mask. One person said, put on a mask. Two people, four people, 200 people, the entire store and all its employees, put on an effing mask or get out.
There were that many people in the store?
There was, well, however many people were in the store, they were literally all circling around her, roughly, with masks and gloves or whatever, and just going, get out of the store. You don't have a mask. It was
unbelievable.
Really, it was hilarious.
Unbelievable. You saw that online?
Yeah. I'll find the
video.
I got
to see that video.
Yeah.
I had to stop in Walmart, you know, to go and pick up some things, because I'm running low on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I witnessed people that were walking around without masks.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Am I going to say something? Because if I say something, it's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get physical. And you know, do I really want this right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I have to stop myself.
Yeah.
You know, because it's just bad, man.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. People, you're not putting on a mask, you know, for yourself. Put it on for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But these people are too selfish to do it. You know, I how many weeks do I have to sit and talk about that? It's awful. Just like the bar. Stop freaking going out and doing stupid things that are going to harm other people.
Yeah.
Social distance.
Zoom drink. You can drink on a freaking voice chat program, video chat program, and have fun that way, you jackass.
And then they lied. They lied about, these are all fishermen. They were all, people from the boating club that came down and, we're just waiting to get food. And then it was raining, so everybody came inside.
Yeah.
First of all, I call bullshit because it wasn't raining.
Yeah.
I know what day it is and I'm here on the island.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, sweetheart. You're wrong. Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
I can see through your lies.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Sweetheart, don't worry about it. Because you, sweetheart, you stupid ass sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? Like, anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow! It's the Red Roof Geek Guild!
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all-natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find a location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, what do you call it? We spoke about the bar.
Yeah.
What do you call it? Just, you know, I know that you mentioned last week about the guy in Walmart when you were walking by. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, tried to avoid the confrontation as well.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, it's like, it's just, you know, it's... It's so aggravating, and it's like, why do I need to tell you how to be a human? You know what I'm saying? Like, people, it's my right. Ah, shut up, man.
Absolutely, it's your right, but it's also your right to get completely sick or to infect the people that you love the most. So,
right.
By all means, continue being self-centered. It won't be so self-centered when everything else around you crumbles.
Right, but then it'll be everybody else's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be everybody else's
fault.
Yeah,
that's exactly the
type of conspiracy.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, sure. I believe the entire world created a conspiracy for one political party in America. Yes, no, absolutely a conspiracy.
Idiots. God. Anyway, so what do you call it? There was a recent thing I saw, and you know, I didn't want to bring it up on GHR because I know Kim. Well, no, Kim is just very sensitive on the when we talk about police stuff and so forth.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, like again, just because something just because some police are bad doesn't mean all police are bad.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And just because I'm talking about it,
but those that don't condone the behavior of the bad cops are just as almost bad.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, what I want to talk about is in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there have been a lot of things in Texas where there have been a lot of different police that have been, they've gone above and beyond to, you know, racially profile, and there have been a lot of shootings there, what do you call it, where the cops are shooting the perps, as they would call them.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a video that was put up that the kid apparently he was driving. He either didn't stop fully at the stop sign or something happened, but the cops were following him. They started following him. He drove the rest of the way home. He got out of his car and he laid down on the ground and put his hands over his head to make sure that, you know, they knew that he didn't want any trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. So he got out and he, you know, so these about six cop cars all got out, all pulled up, and they all drew on the kid. They all drew on the kid.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is all being filmed. You can see it. You can see it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is one young guy who's obviously scared. They're telling him to get up, and come to them or whatever, like, you know, show your hands. He's scared. He's on the ground to say, hey, come get me. I don't want any part of this. I'm here. He was scared. You could see it in his face. Mm-hmm. The grandmother comes out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The grandmother's 90 years old.
Yeah.
She walks towards the police,
yeah.
Okay? And she gets in front of the grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, you know, you can see and hear somewhat,
yeah, yeah.
Like, what do you, no. She's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, and then a girl that's filming it is like, you know, you can't, you know, it's just because he's black. It's because he's black. Stop, put your guns away, blah, blah, blah. And it was like a big to-do.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, so right there, like, again, I didn't know exactly what was going on yet. I was just mm-hmm. watching. And then the cops rushed towards the guy, and they pushed the grandmother out of the way, and she fell. A 90-year-old woman fell, and she fell on top of the grandson.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So some people are like, oh, she dove on him to protect him in a motherly type fashion. No, she was pushed.
Okay.
You know? And what do you call it? And then they took the kid, and they arrested the kid and so forth. First of all, if it was just for a minor traffic violation, why would you be pulling your guns out on the guy?
Why would there be six cop cars?
Why would there be so many cop cars?
Mm-hmm.
And why would you be pushing a 90-year-old woman out of the way for a skinny young kid who was sitting there and was not giving a hard time?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't understand it.
You got to watch the video.
It's got to be some form of racial injustice, and I mean, this is coming from a white guy, so that's kind of
and your father's a detective.
Shit to say, but no, it's true. Yeah, my father is a homicide detective, and he has seen his fair share of good and bad,
right,
of everything, and he's done things that he's very glad to say that he has protected people of all races and all creeds to make sure, because he believes in the book that was set, not in terms of racial prejudice or anything, because that's not how you're supposed to view people.
Right.
You're supposed to view them based by their character, by their actions, not
right.
by the person that you see before you. I'm not going to view you as somebody intimidating until I know for a fact, oh, he's intimidating.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you see the kid, you go,
why would you immediately like, you get out of your car, walk slowly,
right.
go down on your knees, put your hands on your head, and lay down on the ground?
Right.
That automatically should assume that you are no threat.
Right. He's not a threat.
They could still approach him with caution, don't get me wrong.
You got to watch it.
However,
yeah.
that should automatically start to de-escalate the situation.
Right.
Your goal is to de-escalate and not immediately go to deadly force
yeah.
the first chance you get.
He was down, and they all kept their guns drawn. And that's the thing. You know, like, again, you got to watch it. I felt off watching it. Now, again, I could be wrong, and it could be one side of the story.
It could be.
But when you're pushing a 90-year-old woman out of the way, that's kind of a little over the top, and it's to serve and protect, not to, you know, treat people like garbage.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I'm not trying to put a bad flow on cops, because there are a lot of very good cops out there.
Yeah.
But this was a travesty, and people need to check that out and see what that's all about. Now, On the flip side, what do you call it? I watched a video that you would have probably laughed at and watched and enjoyed.
Oh, no.
It was this dude who was like three of me, okay? And he looked like he was caught somewhere in the 80s or 90s
okay.
with like a with like kind of like a mullet hairdo mm-hmm. and he was a chunker.
chunky boy.
That's nothing against heavy people. I'm just saying this guy was like a chunky guy. And what do you call it? He got pulled over, and he had his little dash cam on.
Yeah.
And he was doing nothing but sitting and talking down to the cop and like, well, tell me why you pulled me over. He was pulling that crap. You know how people do those videos?
Yep.
But he was being like over the top, irritatingly annoying.
You can ask inquisitively, hey, why did you pull me over?
I don't have to give you anything. You need to tell me why you pulled me. Tell me, blah, blah, blah. And the officer's like, look, all I'm asking you for right now is for your license. And this is, you know, this is a white guy. It's not a black guy. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? And he's like, I don't have to show you that. I don't need to tell you that. You need to tell me what, you know, blah, blah. And the guy was just being over the top with it.
Yeah.
And you pulled my son over and you gave him, you know, a hard time and blah, blah, blah. And you did this to him. So I knew who you were, blah, blah, like talking. So obviously he was going out for this guy. You know what I mean? To a point where the cop kept saying, okay, get out of the car. Please get out of the car. Get out of the car.
He's like, now we're going to have a problem.
And the guy wouldn't get out of the car. So he wound up opening, he put his arm in the window mm-hmm. and he opens up the door and the guy's like, get out of my car. Get out of my car. I am not a threat to you.
Yeah, because now he knows he's caught for being a dumbass.
Yeah. So the cop, he might have gone a little overboard on this,
maybe.
But I don't blame him. Because this guy was a douchebag. So what do you call it? He starts freaking elbowing him in the jaw. Mm-hmm. And he's like trying to get him to get out of the car. Like he's trying to undo the mm-hmm. belt and whatever. Then he pulls out the taser. So the guy's like, go ahead, effing tase me. I don't care. It doesn't do anything to me. So the guy tased him.
Yeah.
And so he's like, get off me. Get off of me. And the other one's, get out of the car. So it was this big thing. Mm-hmm. Finally, he dragged his ass out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call it? He's on the floor. And then he starts pulling the I can't breathe thing. Okay.
Oh, no.
Now, look, I can tell you, being a bigger guy, you know what I mean? Like,
it's
hard to breathe sometimes, especially if you're being pushed down onto the floor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have kids. So, mm-hmm. you know, like,
I get it.
So, what do you call it? But at the end of the day, you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You acted the fool. You're the one who acted like an
a-hole.
You
dig that hole, you lying.
Exactly. So, you know, now maybe the hole wasn't big enough because, you know, he was a pretty big boy. But but again, that being said, I digress.
Yeah.
Two or three other people saw what was going on and stopped to help the officer. What do you call it? And they finally did it, and that was the end of the video. And the title of the video was Who Was in the Wrong? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, well, you know, the cop clearly, and the cop arrested him for I forgot what it was, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. He's like, I am not resisting. I am not a threat to you. Like, bro, you caused this, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
He escalated, like, just from you telling me this alone and without even seeing the video, of course I'll watch it just to make the real opinion, but my current opinion at this time is he escalated the situation to the point where the cop said, all right, now you are disobeying what I'm trying to simply ask you to do kindly.
Yeah.
Now I have to use force
because
of your dumbass.
Yes, because he wasn't listening. Now, again, you have rights, people. You do not have to do certain things
exactly.
that cops say to you. Now, but at the end of the day, you also don't have to be an a-hole. They're just doing their job.
Exactly.
So if you comply with them and you do what you're supposed to do, you know what I mean? Then everything should run smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
If you see that something's going wrong and it's you feel threatened and there's something going on, that's when you need to stop and try to get, you know, either a captain or somebody in charge or whatever to come in and get in there. And that's when you make those moves. You don't come off like, I'm recording you, I'm making a YouTube video, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, then you're being an a-hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
it seemed like that guy was also out for that cop in particular, that one particular cop.
Absolutely.
So that totally means that there's some form of breach of privacy because he was trying to instigate a police officer then in that case.
Pretty much.
Which is really bad.
It's disgusting.
Whatever rules and regulations are come with that, it's nasty.
All it did was jail time.
Jail time.
Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Loser.
Hey guys, this is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kiko!
your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman! Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiger, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Zambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock and Pokemon, Urien and Street Fighter, and the King and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Grimm.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Grimm Skin.
Yes, we are.
I miss my board.
I know you do.
I know.
You missed it a lot.
I really do.
I know you do.
Like, it's like all the power.
You were just
right
so
there.
Excited, even before we even started the recordings today, just to get in this room.
This is true.
Which was very good.
This is true. I was here early and everything.
I know. I saw your car when I pulled up, and I was just like, oh my God, he's actually, like, I showed up probably about 20 minutes early.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, let me just pull in, and I go, oh wow, Brim's already here. He's probably really excited. And I was just on my phone, and then Kim pulled in right after me, and I'm like, oh hey. So then Tom right after. So then there you go.
You guys all got here late.
Yeah, roughly.
It doesn't matter, but I was here early.
You were here.
I was here like 15 minutes early. I have to be here. Yeah. I want to, you know, and just it was nice to just be here.
Yeah, just
you know,
to sit down and be like, ha, I'm back in this throne.
Yes, because again, it is home away from home.
It is.
It is our
home away from 5 minutes of home.
it is our business.
For
you know what I mean?
It is our place to be.
Our place that we've built over the last however many years. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for me to come in here,
it's our kingdom.
You know, it just makes me happy. It warms my heart.
Yeah.
So, you know, that being said,
warms your cockles.
Warms the cockles of my heart.
Your cockles of your heart.
So, you know, that being said, I wanted to talk briefly about Shad Gaspard, who by now everybody has heard, because it was all over the goddamn news, left, right, and sideways, social media, wherever you could see it. Shad did pass away. They found him. Somebody saw him. You know, after he washed up on one of the shores.
Mm-hmm.
So it is confirmed that we lost Shad. Shad was a very good friend. I loved him dearly.
He really
was
nice
a
guy.
a bright light, a shining smile. What do you call it? He is. I am absolutely devastated. Like I mentioned last week, I spoke with him about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. I spoke with his wife, Celiana, the other day briefly. She was telling me about some of the arrangements. Obviously, we're here in New York and they're in L.A. and with all the social distancing and everything, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out to the funeral, but I'm trying. But I wasn't able to get to some of the friends and family, the vigil and stuff that they had.
Yeah.
But, you know, they understand what's going on. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I feel awful not being there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I am trying to do as much as I can in terms of for the family. Look. Help us, help them. We've been donating. What do you call it? They have a GoFundMe that was put together. Lots of people have been donating. They've raised over $100,000 for the family, which is fantastic. Listen, Shad was in entertainment. So, you know, during this whole escapade of the pandemic, he wasn't working just like we aren't working. You know, well, we were working, but not the same and to the same capacity. So, you know, it's very difficult. The family can use the help. We have two different shirts that were ordered. One's from iBeast Clothing. So that I believe is going to be available towards the end of this month. So you can go on and pre-order some of the stuff there. All the proceeds go to Shad's family. Then you can also go to Pro Wrestling Tees. And they have a All Heroes Don't Wear Capes shirt with a piece of art of Shad. That's on it. Grindhouse Radio. All of us are getting a shirt. We already ordered it, so hopefully it'll come within the next couple of weeks. Love to be wearing that in house to support and to show love. But Shad, I miss you already, man. I've been back and forth with a lot of mutual friends, and it was just such a bright light that was just snuffed out. And I'm not trying to bring the show down.
No, it's just something important. He was a good dude, and it sucks.
When you guys got to meet him, you know, I know it was brief because you guys were kind of everybody was doing their own thing.
But it was great.
But did he not show just as much love as if he would have known you for like 10 years?
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean?
He was more than welcoming. He wanted to know a little bit about each of us. He wanted to actually like know who we were.
Yeah.
And it really did feel like I was with somebody who I've known at least a decent chunk of my life.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to do that.
What a good guy. And I'm just so sad. It's just so sad. Anyway, so please support Shad, support Shad's family, and make sure that you know, we help take care of Celiana and their son. Anyway, moving forward, what do you call it? I mentioned it on GHR, what do you call it? So I've been getting such an itch from not going and doing and signing at any cons and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that you caved and you did.
I did a Momo. So on Animal Crossing,
yeah.
I do the turnip exchange. Mm-hmm. So I'll go on there, I'll see different things. And I've also been making it a habit to visit fans' islands.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
It's a lot of fun, and people are getting kicks out of it. So So I've been doing that, and I saw that MomoCon, which is a convention out of Atlanta, they had an island set up, and they said, come see our island, and we have Hall B and blah 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 and all that jazz. So I was like, I gotta check this out. Let me see.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wound up going on the queue, and I waited, and I went in to surprise them. Mm-hmm. So I went in and I actually messaged the host and was like, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. And this is who I am. I'm here. If you're not familiar, but I'm pretty sure, you know, they know who I am there. And no answer, no response. The host was AFK.
Yeah, yeah.
Away from keyboard, for those of you who don't know. So I was like, oh, geez, okay, whatever. So since there's only like two or three people in there at a clip, mm-hmm. because that's what they have the things.
Yeah, yeah, they limit the island.
There were about two other people that were in there. So the one person knew who I was and freaked out. So I went over. I was sitting in the little signing area that they have.
Yeah.
Which was really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I went down and I was in
the green room.
No. Oh, I was in the green room too, yeah. But I was in the I was on the floor, on the, what do you call it, vending floor.
Oh, okay.
The vendor area.
Nice.
So what do you call it? So one of the person who knew us, she came over, and she was, like, talking to me, like, oh, my God, you know, what do you call it? Can I buy anything? You
know? That's funny.
I said, no, I'm just here visiting, but what do you call it? She's like, can I take a picture? I was like, sure. So she took a picture, and I snapped a picture, which I posted.
Aw.
But that was sweet. And then the other person, like, as I was, right after that, I was hightailing it out of there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call call it, and the other person that was in there,
yeah,
as I was walking up, he stopped and did like the face.
Oh, yeah. Like the surprised
face. Like,
oh, my God.
And like, and maybe he took a picture or not. I don't know.
That's cool.
But I waved and I did the glee
thing.
Yeah,
the little glee wave. Yeah.
And then I bounced.
Aww.
And I posted it. MomoCon saw it. They didn't repost. They didn't mention it. They didn't say anything.
Aww.
Which was kind of stupid. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Considering, you know, all right, you had a name on your island and I was sitting and interacting with people, but
yeah, it is what it is. It's just an island, so.
But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was a really cool looking island.
That's awesome.
So if you can get on the queue to go there, it was fun. It was worth going for a few minutes and seeing the place.
Cool.
Yeah, it's funny to see how people make, you know, their island so completely different.
Yeah, I honestly agree. People have changed their islands into gigantic cityscapes. Like, people have made just giant graveyards. People have made the Haunted Mansion, Disney rides. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. The creativity of people is almost limitless.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
And then you go to those islands that are the biggest shit heaps mm-hmm. that you've ever seen, and you go, what have you been doing on
what
this
game?
What
have you done to this thing?
And they this one, oh, God, oh my God.
Yeah.
So this one island that I went to, they had crap strewn all over the place.
Yeah.
Anywhere you walked, there was stuff. So they had 1,001 things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but nothing was in any kind of order.
Mm.
Everything was like just thrown all over the place.
Yeah,
it was so awful. And I'm like, what have you done playing this game? Like, you must have done a lot, but everything was just all over.
Huh.
It was just so bad.
Weird.
And you couldn't even like fish, because if you went to go, like, there were things all in the sand.
Yeah, all on the beach and everything, so you couldn't move around.
It's crazy. And you can put stuff in the sand, but I feel weird putting too much in the sand.
Yeah, I do too. I like keeping it a little light, maybe doing a chair here and there, like little things like that. Like, nothing too crazy.
Your house was in the sand.
My house is in the sand because I moved. It's still there because the tent on the sand looked really nice.
Oh.
When you get the house, it looks okay, but I'm going to move it once I have my island finished.
Yeah, yeah.
I just finished terraforming the first level down. So now I have just a flat island with like very little river left and no trees. I've literally taken out all my trees. Now I'm taking out the river.
Yeah.
And now I'm altering everything to make it look like what I want to make my island look like. So I'm doing my best to make it look the way I envision it.
Well, you have to make it the way you like
it. Yeah, exactly.
You know what
I'm saying? So I'm literally going ham. Like, I know Tom went nuts and made, you know, Patty's Pub, like the island world or whatever the hell he called it.
You got to see my island.
I've seen his. It's crazy. I do got to see yours.
His is really nice, but he's got stuff in every inch,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
every inch. And I don't want every inch, but I want more.
Yeah.
But since Danielle and Haley share the island with mm-hmm. me, like, I can't just go willy-nilly and do whatever I want.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
then they're like, oh, I can't just go run freely. They're like, oh, running all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, they have to have some kind of structure. It's got to mm-hmm. be nice. So I've done a lot to it, and I want to do more, but they also want those open areas and those woody areas. And, like, I have my little dark forest, but I also want to, like, do some other things in there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I
yeah.
have specifics that I want to do that I haven't been able to do.
But I understand.
Anyway, it's just, it is what it is, but,
it is.
Oh, it's about that time?
Aww.
Oh, my God. Time went by so fast.
It does, actually.
It's crazy.
It's terrifying.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's make it an hour show. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, God. No,
I'm just kidding. Anyway, thanks so much for all of you guys for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. We appreciate it. We love you. Rate, review, subscribe. Hit Zambo and I up on all the social media.
Whew.
And we'll be hanging again with you next week. Good night.
It's good to be the king.